Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, thunderstorms, a low of 67. The puppy stolen during a burglary in Racine earlier this month has been returned, but the case remains under investigation. Jennifer Cook told the Journal Times that a woman contacted her saying she had spotted the 10-week-old Shih Tzu Yorkie mix on sale on the internet. The woman says she purchased the dog for $400 and returned it to Cook and her daughter. A TV and a gaming system were also taken from Cook's home, but she said all that really mattered was the return of the dog. Anyone with information about the case is urged to contact Racine Police or Crime Stoppers. Greenfield police this morning arrested two men following a chase that started with an attempted carjacking at 76th and Layton. Officers spotted the suspect vehicle and followed it to 7th and Layton, where it was stopped and two suspects ran away. One was quickly detained and the other found a few blocks away by a West Allis canine. An internal dispute about the process on the employee handbook for Racine Unified led to the lack of a school board quorum and no decision, but the budget public hearing did take place. Gilbert Bertelson, the board's attorney, explained that while statute authority is not clear, he felt the hearing should proceed.
In a recent article published by the legal department of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, they treated this hearing not as a school board meeting, but rather as a meeting of the, quote, governmental body. And they recommend, for example, that be sure to send out an open meeting law notice to tell the public that four or half or more board members may be there, and therefore it may be or would be presumed to be a meeting of the governmental body.
Mertelson said someone in the public could always challenge the legality of going ahead with the hearing, to which the board president could agree and simply schedule another hearing. Only one person commented on the budget. For the first time in some 40 years, the Racine Unified School District has formally broken ground on a totally new school, not a new addition to an older facility, at the ceremony in Caledonia for the new Olympia Brown Grade School. Superintendent Lolly Haas suggested the work starting on this and the other two projects this week made all the referendum efforts worthwhile.
When we think of the millions of dollars that's going to go into our economy building these schools, the beautiful new schools that our children will have to learn, and the legacy that this building will have on this part of Racine County for the next, oh heck, who knows, 40, 50, 70 years, however many years this building stands. So it's a very exciting day.
Riley Construction is to have the new science-based school ready for the 2016-17 school year, just like the projects at Gifford and Knapp, which have their own groundbreaking ceremonies this week. The fire last Friday morning that gutted a vacant commercial building at 64th Street and 28th Avenue in Kenosha remains under investigation, but until proven otherwise, it's considered suspicious, according to Fire Chief John Thompson. The former Bastrop Roofing and Supply Company site was scheduled to be razed next month, which adds to the investigation. Thompson tells the Kenosha News that in this case, it was someone doing something to start the fire versus an act of God, a utility malfunction, or an act of omission. The probe will also include neighbor claims of squatters and people doing auto repairs inside. A fire during hot weather last Friday led to mutual aid from numerous surrounding fire departments. It's been a good year for the Potawatomi Milwaukee Casino. Business is up over 2%, and there's little chance of a major competitor entering the tribe's market anytime soon. The tribe brought in at least $360 million from the slot machines and table games at Potawatomi's Hotel and Casino in the 12-month period ending July 31st, up from more than $352 million the previous fiscal year. The city and county of Milwaukee each receive 1.5% of the net win after the state receives its payment. Casino revenue is used to pay each of the tribe's members about $70,000 a year and to help run the Northern Wisconsin tribe's government. Republican lawmakers want Wisconsin food share cards to include a photo ID, but that will require a waiver from the federal government. State Representative Jesse Kramer is concerned Wisconsin won't receive that waiver, but says the legislation is still worth pursuing.
I don't always agree with everything the federal government does. We as states don't always agree. I mean, we're states for a reason. We have our own rights. And if we're sharing the administration of this program, well, I think we have a right to look into it and try and save money wherever possible and stop fraud wherever we can.
Kramer says those receiving food share should embrace adding photo IDs to ensure that their benefits are protected. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.